This is not the sort of thing I was expecting to be doing on a Saturday afternoon, but since the sun's slowly heading down over the yard, I'm all that business, doing a little bit more work on the homebrew project that I've been supposed to be sorting out for the last little while. I'm shaking a packet of charcoal that says in the instructions, shake until there are no lumps left. When I got to it, it's kind of a bizarre suspension. There was just one large lump at the top, which is about a third of the size it was, so it should get there eventually. The overall rules, I'm glad I've got two of these packs, because I don't think this first one's going to go quite as well as I was intending. You're supposed to leave it 2 to 3 weeks until it stops bubbling so much. I've left it 3 and a bit weeks, and it's definitely stopped bubbling. It's got a strange kind of lemon squash colour, and smells a little bit of kind of a very fruity wine. It doesn't have an off smell to it, but it's a very interesting one. And now I've got to add this charcoal thing and a stabiliser preservative, I guess, to make it so that when it does go into the bottles that I'll be eventually using, it won't go off, and then swish it around for the next 3 days, six times in the next 3 days, I guess, to stop the reaction and to purify it in some degrees. Come on! This is very frustrating. I'm sure there's a right way and a wrong way to do this. And if I'm going to choose the wrong way, it's inevitable, really. I've already decanted this out into some 2 litre bottles, given the large 5 litre plastic demijohn thing a rinse out, and used the funnel I bought from Wilkinson's to put it back in again. I'm waiting to get this darn thing sorted. What does it say? Shake the charcoal sachet until no lumps remain, carefully cut the open the sachet and pour contents into the fermenting container. Also add the contents of the stabiliser sachet. The fermenting container should now be shaken on at least 6 separate occasions during the next 3 days. One kind of wonders how one goes about, you know, whether you shake it gently and the egg give it a good darn good shake or what. I guess what happens is the charcoal settles eventually and you've just got to keep it moving around the place. The other annoyance is, I don't know if it's an annoyance so much, is that the bottle comes with a lid, but the lid comes with a hole in it, obviously for the airlock to go in. But when the airlock's out, there's just a hole, so you kind of have to cover it with your finger while you shake it. And inevitably, you're going to get covered in something. So one of my plans for the next time I do this, and I'm sure there will be a next time, is to buy another lid, this one without a hole in it. Again, it's one of these, as I mentioned in my last podcast, audio boot, it's one of these family, almost industrial catering orange squash bottles. So I imagine we could probably find one somewhere. Look at that, it's almost done. Look at that, that's splendid news. And that will certainly help in the initial stages when I've got a large amount of sugary liquid that I really don't want going anywhere because it does get nastily sticky. And of course in the future. But this is nearly ready to be poured in. So I shall close now in 3 minutes 52 seconds and continue with my little project. And hopefully I'll have finished in time for Doctor Who. I do apologise, incidentally, for 2 audio boos popping up practically at the same time. That's just the nature of these things. It takes a little while for them to upload. More from you soon.